Hey everyone, my name is Mike Connors. I'm an assistant news editor for the Massachusetts Daily Collegian, the only student-run print and online newspaper here on the UMass campus serving the community since 1890. And this is the official podcast from the news section of the Collegian called the Collegian News Hour. We're recording today's episode on Monday, April 15th, but this, like every installment of our podcast, will be released at 8 o'clock every Tuesday morning on SoundCloud and Apple Podcasts. So here in the studio with me to recap the stories that we've covered in the past week are the rest of the news team. If you want to introduce yourselves, we also have one new addition here. Let's start with you then.
Hi, I'm Cassie. I'm a sophomore journalism political science double major.
I'm Will Mouth.
I'm Catherine Esten.
I'm Alvin Baenza.
I'm Abby Charpentier.
And I'm Chris McLaughlin.
Nice. Okay, cool. We did that in a different way. But we have a few stories to talk about today. The first is an SGA fee increase. This was written by Leticia. So the Student Government Association formally recommended to the Board of Trustees about a week ago to raise the Student Activities Trust Fund fee by $17.32 per academic year. So currently the fee costs $231 per student. $100 of that goes to the student union renovation, and the other $131 goes to funding registered student organizations, the Student Legal Services Office, and the University Programming Council. So with this increase, RSO and agency budgets would be adjusted accordingly. According to the article, RSOs would see about like a 12 to 14% increase in their budget, and agencies with about a 17 to 19% increase in their budget. So like reading this article, we increased the SATF by like almost half last year due to the student union renovations. And I'm kind of like wondering what sort of outreach might have been done by the SGA to poll students on how they feel about another increase, because I don't know how many more increases in fees the student body can handle, especially since it went up by such a drastic amount last year. Does anybody have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, especially given that the last fee increase was done by student ballot. Is that correct? It was part of the election. People were very aware of it. I remember voting on it.
Yeah.
And for this one, it was kind of done in one meeting. I didn't really hear anything leading up to it. And the only thing I have heard since is Leticia's article. And I think that that's kind of a failure on the SGA's part, that they haven't been open with students about what's going on with student activities.
$17 per year, that's like a pretty significant increase, especially since like the SATF usually is only $131. So in any other scenario, I feel like this would definitely be more drastic. Do you think they should reach out to students about these sort of things?
I mean, I think in general, the SGA definitely doesn't have the best relationship with students in being able to talk about these issues. Mm. And that's something that came up a lot during the elections of candidates saying, you know, we want to talk to students more, we want to be more open about them with the issues. But I think that's not always something that we always see after the campaign trail.
I feel like there's got to be some process for, like, polling the students or something like that and making that data public. Because, like you said, I didn't hear about this until you know, they voted on it. So I guess the Board of Trustees at this point has to approve the raise. But it looks like I don't see why they wouldn't. It's just more money going to RSOs.
I mean, one of the greatest things about RSOs is that it allows students to be able to be given a platform on a variety of issues outside of academics, and also a great way to, you know, express themselves. But one of my criticisms with the student activity fee is that, well, it's kind of like a polar criticism. One, I really like it because it's funding more RSOs so they can become more visible and do more things. But on the second time as well, if you're a student who may not be able to, you know, just for the cost of attendance at UMass, you know, the student activity fee kind of is putting a gun to your head saying that, you know, I want to be able to do X, Y, Z, A, B, C on this campus, but at the same time, I don't want, you know, fees to rise. And so I think SJ's challenge is going to be able to, A, find a happy medium, and B, to be able to create a space where students can express themselves without going broke.
All right. Let's move on to the next article. Chris, you wrote this past week. So this is about a cash cab.
Yeah, so this was a fun little event that was going on campus this past Wednesday, and it was students from a group called Smart About Money. They want to help students be financially conscious, know things about their student loans and credit, all that sort of stuff. So the premise is that they have two suited up golf carts made to resemble taxi cabs. And they're going around campus, picking students up, giving them free rides to and from wherever they'd like to go. And while they're on there, they get quizzed on their financial literacy knowledge. April apparently is Financial Literacy Month, so it's kind of spread awareness, help students get to know all about what Smart About Money is about, also get quizzed, and they get a free ride out of it. So it's a cool little event, and they're actually having it again this upcoming Wednesday. So if you see the Smart About Money cash cab around campus, keep your eyes peeled.
Sam the Minuteman and Subbaswamy were involved.
Yeah, so they part of the cash cab was that they also had some special guests involved. So like you said, Chancellor Subbaswamy, Sam the Minuteman, SGA President Timmy Sullivan, and the UMass bursar Aaron Shadle. They were all on these cash cabs throughout the day, not all at the same time. But if you were like around campus and you happened to see them, you may even be able to catch a ride with them. So it's a cool experience for students.
I'm just imagining like riding around like past the old chapel trying to phone in Sam the Minuteman like on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And also I just realized Smart About Money, that's Sam. That took me too long to figure out.
Yeah, like Sam the Minuteman.
Yeah, true. So I feel like this is a very super effective way to teach people about like financial literacy. Like, do you know anything else that the Smart About Money club puts on? Or
I think this is one of their big events for the year. It really helps them get the word out about themselves. They didn't specifically tell me any other events that they do, but they do say that they have like peer advising and one-on-one hours. So if you're ever curious about getting to know your own finances better, you can schedule an appointment with them.
Cool. Is this a university put on thing, or is this like a club?
I believe it's a student initiative, but I think it's run through the bursar's office, or it's somewhat involved with university administration.
Cool. Well, thanks, Chris.
No problem.
Let's move on to the next story. Alvin, you're like our protest beat writer, I guess.
Oh, you know, after a year spending all this time covering protests, I guess I am.
So you just went to one on Friday, right?
Yeah, I went to one on Friday. It was the march. It was the March for College Affordability, the March on Whitmore for College Affordability. So this was a protest that was hung up for obviously trying to get lower tuition rates, trying to lower cost of attendance. It was held by SEPA. We had Phenom, and we also had the Hillenbrand Center, in Hillenbrand Institute. It's an institute, it's a not-for-profit in Boston that basically deals with lowering the cost of college attendance. And so it was a small little gathering. I want to say it was roughly like 25-ish people there. Majority of the people there were people who were already in the groups as well. So they met and congregated on the Goodell Lawn at 1:30 p.m. We heard from speakers like student trustee Gia Nair, who spoke on essentially her time being at UMass juggling full-time jobs and also being a student as well. So Nair said something really interesting. She said at one point she was working full-time as a student worker. She had like a full-time job working 40 hours a week and at the same time going to class. And I'm like, how do you even do that? And she's had to juggle like multiple jobs and like still be in school, and she's doing great academically. And she has these really, really great, amazing leadership roles, but it like must be taxing and exhausting to be able to have to juggle all of those things and at the same time keep a schoolwork. Like something's gonna give. And then we also heard from Timothy Scalona. So it's Timothy Scalona. He is not only the co-chair of the student of the social justice education section of the SGA, but he was the homecoming king. He's homecoming.
Oh,
king.
Homecoming
yeah,
court.
Yeah. Okay. He was on the homecoming king, and he spoke about the fact that, and this is something so shocking to me, is that he was actually homeless. He's actually experienced this homelessness. You know, he's one of six children in his family, and he's experienced homelessness. You know, there's days where he says that, you know, he's had to be at hotels, he has to be, you know, he's, you know, had to figure out, you know, how do I get this, how do I get that. He's even mentioned the fact that he's worried about whether he'd be able to reattend school or not. And so one of the things this protest really just shocked me in, it was just the fact that how you really can't judge a book by its cover, first of all, because I would have never guessed the fact that any of these people was going through a financial struggle that was that severe. Second of all, like how bad the rising cost of college can be on students. And so after, you know, a couple speeches at Goodell Lawn, they marched from Whitmore. They marched to Whitmore. That's when we had SGA president, Timothy Sullivan. He kind of spoke on this issue a little bit. You know, he mentioned that, you know, majority of the college tuition rising is due to austerity politics. You know, people just sitting around saying, you know, we'll do this, we'll do that. Not really doing much, just talking, not really doing much. They called their senators and representatives. They just called their local councilmen representatives, talking about lowering college affordability. It was nice. And then they congregated back at Bartlett Hall.
So I think it's important for us to note Tim Scalona, I think, is a columnist for us in the op-ed section. So they're just being transparent about that. But what was it like being there? Like, you went, were there a lot of people? Like, was it very energetic? Or
like I said before, it was very energetic, but it was a small group. It was like 25 people. It wasn't really a big group. It wasn't big like the first march I covered, the March Against Racism. That was like hundreds of students. This is 25.
Interesting. Well, I feel like this kind of just came up out of nowhere. I didn't really hear about it until like the week before.
But yeah, I think, like once again, you know, the fact that there's only three major groups there, this was actually part of Phenom's week of advocacy. They have an entire long week, and then this was kind of like the wrap-up day behind that. I really do think it was just kind of like a group thing. I don't really think it was something meant to be really open for the general public to kind of be with. I think it was just really, this is just something that these individual groups are going to do.
Cool. All right, we have a few. We're doing quick episodes today. Quick episodes, but we're doing some small updates. Will, you have a few of these for us?
Yeah. So artists Lil Baby and Eric Bellinger are set to perform at the University of Massachusetts annual spring concert, which is being held on April 28th. They're replacing Lil Uzi Vert, who was initially scheduled to perform, but due to the fact that his management never signed a contract with UMass, that they decided to just not have him perform and get the other two artists. And they're performing alongside Loud Luxury. And the concert's on April 28th, and tickets were delayed because of what happened with Lil Uzi Vert, but they went back on sale on last Thursday. And then tickets are $15 for UMass and Mount Ida College undergraduates, $30 for 5 college students, and then $50 for the general public. And they can be purchased at the Mullins box office or on the Mullins Center website.
Cool. And Alvin, you wrote like a brief earlier today, correct?
Yeah, I wrote a brief this morning about the death of, and pardon me for mispronouncing his name, Jaksara Singh. He's 24 years old. He was an international student from India studying computer science, also a graduate student. He died Friday night after what UMass News and Media Relations called sustaining several injuries in a car accident. So what had happened was that Friday night, 10:30 p.m., there was a collision between a motor vehicle that struck Singh on North Pleasant Street. Immediately once Singh was struck, the driver of the vehicle, they stopped immediately and they cooperated with the police, according to a press release by the Hampshire District Attorney's Office. And no charges or citations were issued, but moving forward, there is going to be a further investigation into the matter with Amherst Police Department, the Massachusetts State Police, and the MSP Collision and Analysis and Reconstruction Section. So that was pretty sad.
Yeah, it's pretty horrible news. But this was probably one of the quickest episodes we've ever done, so I think we have some time for some Game of Thrones talk. Sorry, Alvin. I know that you told us that you would get really angry. He takes off the headphones. You might as well just leave the studio at this point.
I don't want to leave the studio, but I think I'll say right now, I think it's a really great show. I just think the fan base is a little annoying.
All right, well, let's hear from some of the fan bases. Any theories here?
Well, spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah, wait, hold on. Huge spoiler alerts here.
Yeah. So everyone's coming together.
Oh, no.
Cassie apparently has not seen the first episode yet.
Okay. I'm not okay with being spoiled.
All right, well,
okay, so
you know what?
Minimally avoiding the spoilers.
It was a lot of exposition. I'll just say that much. A lot of reunions.
The characters who were in the last season are also in this season. I was glad to see them all again.
How much of you are you caught up on?
I'm only on the second season right now, oh. So I'm way behind, but...
Okay, so
okay.
Only mention characters that are living in the second season. I, since the second season, have rooted for Sansa Stark, and I'm glad that first episode
all right.
may have included Sansa Stark or elements of Sansa Stark.
Her likeness, her presence, I guess.
She was at least mentioned, and that's as far as I'll go for your sake.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, Game of Thrones, it's a great show. Go watch it. But I think that's all the time that we have for now. It was great having everybody listen, so tune in next time. Once again, I'm Mike Connors.
I'm Catherine Esten.
I'm Alvin Bienzo.
I'm Abby Charpentier.
I'm Chris McLaughlin.
I'm Cassie McGrath.
I'm Will Mouse.
And you've been listening to the Collegian News Hour. The theme music for this podcast was created by Joaquin Crude and promoted by Audio Library. Make sure to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and give us a rating if you enjoyed today's episode. It really helps us out. So thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.